Fed chairman's remarks and markets nosediving in New York, Europe, and Asia. U.S. jobless rate hits four-month high of 5.4%. Weather forces shuttle Columbia to stay in orbit another day. Good Friday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Wall Street trading began with a sharp sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrials down as much as 144 points in the first half hour, all a reaction to a few words from Alan Greenspan that earlier sent stocks and the dollar down sharply in Europe and Asia. There's also been a spike in the unemployment rate, up in November to 5.4%. At a dinner speech in Washington last night, the Federal Reserve chairman warned of what he called irrational exuberance in the high-flying U.S. stock market. Business correspondent Ray Brady joins us on this fateful Friday. Ray, did the Fed chairman burst a balloon?
Well, I think, Bill, that he popped part of a balloon, let's put it that way, because I don't think he wants to see a crash in the market, but he's saying it's gone too fast, too high, too many stocks are overpriced, and he would like to see it slow up some.
What does this mean for small investors?
It means small investors should sort of hang tight and just see what happens. It's going to take another day or so to really know what's going to happen in the market.
The Dow seems to be leveling off, if you can say that, at 124 in the negative territory. But should this be an up and down day, or do you see a steady sell-off?
I think it's probably going to be an up and down day because, you know, the one man in the world that Wall Street fears is Alan Greenspan, because all he has to do is hint at a rise in interest rates and this bull market is over, at least for a while.
Do you expect to see a slowing of the rush to invest in mutual funds?
I would think so. I think a lot of first-time investors are going to learn a bitter lesson that stocks go two ways. They go both up and they go down.
Business correspondent Ray Brady. The living victims of the 1994 Brentwood murders take the stand today at O.J. Simpson's civil trial. Details from correspondent David Dow.
The plaintiff's case will end with the plaintiffs themselves. Murder victim Ron Goldman's mother testifying by videotape. His father and Nicole Brown Simpson's mother live on the witness stand. It is the obvious capper, says legal analyst Charles Rosenberg, to a case that is, after all, about loss.
It makes sense emotionally because it reminds the jury that this case is about damages to real people, the survivors of the people who were killed, and it makes sense legally because they need to put in evidence of damage, part of which in California wrongful death case is loss of love and affection.
It has been a swift-moving parade of more than 60 witnesses in 25 court days, ending with Simpson himself and this week a series of witnesses disputing key points of Simpson's testimony. Simpson will return to the witness stand during the defense case, expected to last no more than a month beginning Monday. David Dow, CBS News, Santa Monica.
Residents of New Orleans took to the streets last night to demand more police protection. The protest follows the death Sunday of three people during a holdup, just the latest in a string of violent crimes in the Crescent City. The gathering turned ugly when the predominantly white marchers from the French Quarter reached the predominantly black crowd at a separate peace rally hastily called together by supporters of Mayor Marc Morial. Citizens also took their anger to the city council.
Have kids on the street that don't have nobody to look up to but the drug dealers. What do you expect? It's going to get a lot worse.
I think you are so far removed from your constituency that you don't know what's happening.
New Orleans has had more than 327 murders this year. A supply sergeant could become the first member of the U.S. Marine Corps to be executed since 1817. A court-martial panel at Camp Pendleton, California, has ordered the execution of Sergeant Jesse Quintilla for murdering a lieutenant colonel and wounding another. The prosecutor was Major Guy Glazier.
The crime was one of the most heinous and dastardly that we as Marines could even contemplate, let alone appreciate actually happened.
The case will be automatically appealed. A surprise last night from federal prosecutors in the case of Unabomber suspect Ted Kaczynski. They filed papers proposing that his trial begin 5 months sooner than planned and say that it should be moved from Sacramento to New Jersey, where Kaczynski is charged with killing an ad executive. Shuttle Columbia has been ordered to spend another day in orbit because of poor weather at the Kennedy Space Center. As CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood tells us, tomorrow looks better.
The forecast tomorrow at the Kennedy Space Center calls for improving conditions. There should be a little bit of fog in the area, but they expect that not to necessarily be the kind of problem it was today. At Edwards Air Force Base, they expect conditions to be very good for a shuttle landing. So the plan right now is to bring Columbia down, if not in Florida at the Kennedy Space Center, then at Edwards Air Force Base.
High winds have ruled out a California landing today. In Belgrade, students are staging a 19th day of marches against Serbian President Milosevic. As newsman Paul Wood reports, Milosevic apparently is trying to resolve the crisis through back-channel negotiations.
The Serbian Supreme Court is considering once again whether these local election results should be reinstated. And it's acting not just on a request from the opposition, but from socialist officials as well. And government sources say that a Supreme Court ruling would be the mechanism for a reversal by the authorities.
A poll out today shows a sharp drop in public support for Milosevic. Right. Having shaped his new national security team, President Clinton is looking to the rest of his second-term cabinet. White House correspondent Rita Braver has that.
White House officials say the next priority is the economic policy team. Key players, including Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin and Budget Director Frank Reins, will stay on, but the president is shopping for a new head of his White House-based Economic Council and a new Commerce Secretary. One candidate for that job, New Mexico Congressman Bill Richardson, who's also being talked about as United Nations Ambassador. Chicago lawyer Bill Daley, also expected to join the cabinet, probably as Transportation Secretary. And a mayor like Norm Rice of Seattle being considered to head the housing department. White House aide Alexis Herman is being considered to run the labor department. One question still not answered, whether Janet Reno stays on as attorney general. Rita Braver, CBS News at the White House.
Doctors in Prague have performed an emergency tracheotomy to help Czech President Václav Havel breathe. This after cancer surgery on his lungs on Monday and a subsequent bout of pneumonia. Gulf War Commander Norman Schwarzkopf says he doesn't believe Gulf War illness was caused by chemical weapons. In his first detailed remarks on the issue, the retired general told the New York Times he recalls no specific confirmed reports during the war that chemical weapons had been detected. But Newsday reports that the Pentagon, Newsday reports the Pentagon has now found records showing sophisticated Army Fox Mobile Chemical Labs did detect gas. The San Francisco Symphony will play a children's concert today, but its other performances have been canceled by a musician strike, as KCBS newsman Bob Melrose reports.
The 100 musicians picketed outside Davies Hall dressed in white tie and tails. Most carried their instruments in their cases. The issues include a new health care system and salary parity with other orchestras. Diane Nicolaris, a violinist, says she would rather be inside playing Mozart's Requiem than outside on a picket line.
We lose, management loses, and more importantly, the public loses. You know, it's too bad that they don't have the concerts and the festivities that happen this time of the year.
Symphony spokeswoman Karen Ames says nobody wins in this type of strike.
We're in business to make music, beautiful music, and we'd like to get that back as soon as possible.
No new negotiations are scheduled. Bob Melrose for CBS News, San Francisco.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down now 106.96. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, December 6, 1996. The broadcast produced by Steve Balton and Dan Prizentans. Engineering this week by Dave Saviot, Keith Park, and John Morrell. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News.